It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Out your clothes, you do a little smoothie, make yourself some breakfast. So, you know what? I'm going to go downstairs, move the car, come right
do
back.
Whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, that time is gone.
Dude,
once you have a kid.
That's what I was trying to explain to
or,
him.
Or you get engaged or have
whatever
a marriage.
Whatever
it is. Yeah, no, those times you're scrambling.
I'm so jealous of him.
Yeah, I'm jealous too. I'm kind of jealous too.
So, all right, pose him the JK thing you posted.
Oh, gosh, you guys are talking JK?
Always.
I thought you were going to talk about you screaming in the middle of the block. And Grady's like, who the hell is that screaming? And it was you in the morning.
Well, the Giants got
Do
him
got
fired
my song?
Up.
Do you got my song? You got my Young Jeezy? What are you doing back there, Carter?
Young Jeezy? Yeah, you're a Young Jeezy fan?
Well, no, I said that there's certain songs that I hear that just get me so pumped. And My Hood by Young Jeezy always gets
oh
me fired
God.
Up.
Oh, my God.
That or I'm a T-R-A-P-S-T-R.
So you don't know one day this guy said, we should do a video about we should post up at Harbor Road to do a video. I was like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that. Shasky, he wants to, you know.
What? Hood to Hood, part 7. You and me.
I never got past part 1.
What was the United Ghettos? What was the Yuck Mouth one?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was off the chain. Hood to Hood.
But JK, you know this. Like, this is what happens with Jonathan Kuminga. He's either the greatest thing that's ever happened or the worst player of all time.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, no, like they're going to need him.
Dude, I kind of feel
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Bad for the kid. I could tell he's pressing. Just knowing JK, I could tell he's pressing a little bit. Like, he scored 15 the other night in Miami. It didn't matter because the starter scored 10 points in the first half. And people go straight to Jonathan Kuminga. Straight to JK. Starter scored 38 points in Miami. JK, man, since he's come back, he's ruined the vibe.
And,
what?
And Draymond got bodied in that game.
They blew out Sacramento. Like, when he came back. He had a solid game.
He was great.
The New York Knicks was a clunky game, 97-94. Cat had his way. But nobody really had a great game outside of OG and Cat. And, you know, you had some moments there with Jimmy Butler in that game. But the rhetoric on Jonathan Kuminga is like, oh, dear God. He's a 6'7 guy right now on the team. All right, and we're hyper-focused on him. Let's hyper-focus on the starters. Let's hyper-focus on the fact that if you throw size on Jimmy Butler, something I pointed to you, Shasky, back in the Orlando game, Steph scores his 56. People forget they were down 17 in that basketball game. 17. And what Orlando did in that game, if you look at Jimmy box score, he wasn't as effective. Now, he missed the next night against Philadelphia due to the back spasms, but they threw Jonathan Isaac and Paolo Banchero on him. The book is out. Throw some size on Jimmy. He's still going to get his money, but you're going to keep him from going to the free throw line, and that compromises spacing even more. Now, of course, you don't have Steph Curry the last two nights, but, I mean, Draymond Green, DPOY, Bam, he got loose.
OG?
Now, Draymond's not guarding him the entire night.
No.
But OG got loose. Aaron Gordon got loose. Okongwu dominated. Had the game of his life.
Cat.
Scotty Barnes. Toronto outscored the Warriors 58-30 in the paint. 58-30. So they've got to shore up, and that starts with the starters, the big money players.
And going back to the beginning of the Miami game, I just thought that the way that they matched up, they put Ware was on Draymond, and then Bam was on Jimmy to start, and then they flip-flopped it. They basically treated GP2, Jimmy, and Draymond as the three non-shooters.
Yep.
And they said, we're going to pack the paint, and we're going to put our feet in the paint, and we're going to deny you any access into the lane, and we're going to force you into passing the ball on the perimeter and settling for a crummy shot. And it worked out brilliantly. And that's why they have got to make some adjustments. And I've told him, like, we could talk about Jonathan Kuminga and playing through mistakes. And this, Quinn Post is a guy I think you just need to put both feet in and say, we are committed through the defensive liabilities to play him because he brings stuff offensively that right now we need to shore up one side of the ball. And I think offensively they need shooting bad.
They do, but Grandy knows this. Denver came out in that game. They were a 15.
Oh, they attacked him.
They attacked him relentlessly. And so Steve Kerr's the type of coach that you're getting picked on defensively, and you continue to get hunted, especially as a young player. If you're not making shots, you're not going to play. He played like 8 minutes in that game.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, but you got to go back to him to try it again. I get frustrated. Because, like, great example, and I brought him up. Like, and you don't have a point guard, but Podziemski was awful in the first half.
They all were.
But they go back to him in the second half because they don't have many other options.
Well, Steph is out, so
they don't have a choice, especially without Steph.
Well, no, you do. It's Pat Spencer, you could play for a couple of minutes.
I like Pat Spencer, but come on. You got GP2 out there. You tore the ligament in his thumb. You're not going to Pat Spencer
for a minute
in a game.
You can't give him a look.
They gave Ty Jerome
months, and now we find out he's an actual NBA player.
The league can go from 15 to 20 in a heartbeat here, man. If you go Pat Spencer, I like Pat Spencer.
All I'm saying is, look, you got to try something in these games. You got to try anything. Like, I'm dead serious. And because you're limited, because your roster, you got to pull the lever on something.
Now you're down GP2.
Yep. He's playing well.
Yeah. Torn a ligament in his left thumb, out indefinitely. Might miss the whole regular season, the rest of the regular season. Only 10 games left. He'll be reevaluated next week. We'll find out. You're down to the 7th seed currently because the Clippers won in New York versus the Knicks the other night. They're playing again today. You need them to lose and you need to win in order to jump them in the standings and get back to the 6th seed. It's suddenly looking a little more dire, Bonte, but you didn't have Steph the last two games. He's obviously still a huge, huge, huge factor. But you got to get back up to the 6th seed, and now you got a couple of things working against you.
I don't know if that's going to be possible. You look at the next 10 games for the Clippers. I'll just read the teams.
So sad.
Brooklyn, all right? That's a win for the Clippers. Brooklyn. That's tonight. They're not trying to win that game.
Please, all Brooklyn, right? Do something.
Well, they go to Cleveland on Sunday.
Last time I relied on Cleveland, they ended up having their biggest loss streak of the year.
Well, they got blown out in L.A. and the Clippers play. Really, OKC and the Clippers last Sunday was really good. Then they go to Orlando, New Orleans. This is at home. New Orleans, Dallas on the back-to-back at home at the Intuit Dome. San Antonio, not trying to win a game. Houston at home. Then they go to Sacramento and go to Satan. Sacramento may be out of it by then. Now, the Warriors next 10 games. You look at it, you do the math. It may come down to the last game of the regular season, and the Warriors haven't beat the Clippers all season. But they obviously tonight, New Orleans and San Antonio, you play Memphis or the Lakers, and you're in the road trip. Usually you're in the road trip, you come back home, get the day off. No, you got to unpack and get ready for the Denver Nuggets next night. After playing the Lakers in L.A., they're in the road trip. Then you play Houston. They got that Phoenix. For whatever reason, Phoenix gives them the issues. Even though Phoenix is a mess. You saw him the other night. He gets Boston, get blown out, and he gets San Antonio at Portland. And you get the Clippers. So
I don't know if you know this. This is why I call him Binoculars Bonte. Because he's always staring at the calendar.
Hey, I'm always. You got to, right, Grady? This is what the pros do.
Yeah,
you're looking ahead to the schedule. The 16 is going to be hard to attain for the Golden State Warriors, basically what I'm saying.
You have to look at these schedules.
Makes all of these losses so much more frustrating because they had an opportunity to gain some ground.
Well, it was disappointing. They talked about having Jimmy's back in Miami. And,
just no
shame. You know, just. We got to do this for Jimmy. Jimmy was unmoved by the emotions or whatnot. Obviously, the video tribute got to him. They came out there and just got dogged. I mean, again, the starter scored 10 points. And people want to call the lines and talk about Jonathan Kuminga? The bench helped. If it wasn't for Jonathan Kuminga and Gui Santos and who else, Quentin Post, coming off the bench, it would have been down 30 in the second quarter. It would have been down 30.
Even Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield has some money.
Buddy's trying really hard on defense.
Buddy's fine. He tries hard. He's going to be on. He's going to be off. That's who Buddy is. But he's fine. He's your seventh or eighth guy. What about the starters? Moses Moody, 0 for 9 from 3. Draymond Green, again. DPOY, these last two games, Atlanta and Miami has cooked. Cooked.
I love how he
So seriously, I don't want to hear about Jonathan Kuminga no more. Like, I'm so sick of people saying Jonathan Kuminga is who he is.
So you think that they're going to be a play-in team no matter what?
I don't know. It's going to be tough to get that six. It's going to be tough.
We're going
to
look back at some of these losses. Atlanta, the Denver game, and it's going to come down to one of those. And it's, oh, gosh.
No, but you know what, Grandy? Steph is back today. Hopefully.
You're locking that in?
Okay, here we go.
You got inside info for
us? I don't know if you know this. Clearly he got the direct deposit from Lakeup while he was talking, so continue. Let me hear you sell me on this team.
Steph will be back today. Yeah. Gravity will
Lock
be back.
Up.
The spacing will be back. And don't you guys worry
Thank
about
you,
JK.
Interstellar.
Now, as Steve Kerr said, we get JK to dunker spot in GP2 role, corner threes, and lockdown defense. Let's go.
I love it. He like laughed and like turned into the character.
Let me ask you this, Bonte.
Joe Lakeham's checks. I wish I had Joe Lakeham's checks.
They're not checks. No one gives checks anymore except golf. Okay? Direct deposit. Deposits, dog.
Direct
Venmo.
Deposits?
We go directly into the bank account.
Man, you imagine getting a sale from Joe Lacob? That'd be sick. Probably had like 5 digits in it, man.
Oh, man.
You know when they like ask you for the last 4 digits of your number? Like I would be like screaming it at him as he's trying to hit it over to me.
We know.
Here's all 7 digits, actually,
yeah,
Joe.
Exactly.
Well, we know, Sasky.
Come on.
Steve Kerr eventually basically saying he wants JK to fill the GP2 role. I think it's one thing on offense. Like he can absolutely no doubt do that. Like that's made for JK. I'm a little worried about him being the defensive stopper, Bonte, because I mean, he can do it. I feel like he has all the potential and athleticism and skills to do it. I don't think I've seen it, though, consistently.
Not consistently, but when you tell him an assignment, hey, Luka tonight, LeBron, or whoever it is, he'll take the challenge and try his ass off. And he'll try to pick up 94 feet, press. He just can't reach. You know, and you got to stay in front of these guys. Because point of attack defense, when people laugh at it, point of attack defense without Andrew Wiggins is starting to rear its ugly head. Right, Miami lived in the paint. Atlanta lived in the paint. Toronto lived in the paint. Denver lived in the paint. So you need somebody to shut the water off. JK, this is your opportunity to get major minutes and make yourself some money and endear yourself to a fan base that seems to be turning on you every single second, every single possession. So, yes, he's capable of doing it, and he's going to get the opportunity to do it over these next 10 games. This is a great opportunity for JK to shut some people up and just play ball. And if this is what the coach wants you to do, dunk or roll, cut, back screen, whatever it is,
run the
full
floor,
court, run the floor, then just do it. And he can do that
it's
stuff.
It's just, it's wild to me, like, Pods and JK make a third combined of what Jimmy is making. And we refuse to just, I love Jimmy, but like, Jimmy, Earth to Jimmy, The Heat wanted you. Like, hello? Were you not ready for that game? It looked like he wanted to run out of that gym.
Look at you. No, Jimmy.
No, I still love him, but you
where's
can't.
Where's that at this
you
morning?
You can't no show.
Jimmy.
That was me when I saw him and Draymond playing dominoes. And then it was Jimmy.
They were playing dominoes on an off day.
I said, it's a bad look when you don't show up in that game.
Jimmy and Draymond posting a video of them playing dominoes.
What do you want to do? Watch film 15 hours a day?
No,
not enjoy Miami.
Show up. Show up.
No, they showed up.
They showed up.
They just got outplayed. They got their ass kicked. That game meant something to Miami. They got their ass kicked.
The energy was pretty bad.
Put Draymond in a blender.
So that's what happens. But they can't play dominoes. You can't play dominoes on the
I'm saying if you're going to do that yucking it up video where you look like you're on top of the world, you got to show up in the game everyone circled and said it's the big game. That Draymond went in his pod telling everyone, it's a big game. You know, Jimmy's not even talking about it. It's such a big game. It's like, come on, show up. And the standings, it mattered for the standings too. You can lose that game. You can't no
Grady,
show.
This is entertainment, huh? Grady's amused at this.
Well, no, I'm with Shashky.
You can't no
show. In terms of what?
In terms of the lack of energy to begin that game in Miami, I don't make the connection between them playing dominoes on an off day before the game.
Everything matters. In the words of Steph Curry, I see everything.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
Does
gosh.
It not?
Oh my gosh.
Are you the petty king too?
Well, no, I'm just saying like, okay, for example, right? If you called in sick to your employer and you put on your Instagram story, you know, that you were out and about, you know, partying till 5 a.m.
I didn't call in sick. It was an off day in Miami.
Well, when you show up and you don't perform, I'm going to say, what were you doing last night? What's going on?
Well, they were chilling. They were fine. The game was at 7:30 in Miami. They were fine. They didn't do anything that day.
That game did not sit well with me, especially on the back of the Heat, the Hawk game.
So you wanted that Miami game bad.
Well, one of the two, you got to show
up. No, I agree. You start the road trip off 0-2.
You're 2.
And it just shows, though, how much work you can do in the Western Conference. All these teams is caught fire. I mean, the Rockets will not lose. They will not
lose. After losing 7 in
a row. You know, but the Clippers, they're rolling right now.
Scary.
Miami all of a sudden wants to get in that play, and they've won 3 in a row. They're feeling good.
After losing 10 in a row?
After losing 10 in a row.
Has there ever been a team that lost 10 in a row and made the playoffs?
Well, they might make the playoffs, yeah.
Probably.
10 in a row is a lot.
They're locked
Pelicans, in. Did the Pelicans lose like 10 in a row and make the first round a couple years ago?
I don't know. It's a lot.
It's a lot of games. But
the Heat are locked into a plan.
You don't want no more dominoes videos?
I just thought it was a poor
You didn't like Draymond Green?
It was ridiculous.
Boom!
No, it was cute.
Boom!
That was funny. I was like, oh, they're locked in. They're ready to go. Then I watched the first half and I was like, that did not age well.
If anything, watching them play dominoes with the Cuban music on, I did not get locked in. I'm getting damn, they're in Miami having a great time. The Cuban music. I want to do like the 1-3-5-6. Come on, you didn't want to do this also.
Long enough, you know how my brain operates.
1-2-3-5-6-7.
Everything that happens goes into the timeline, and then there's two scoreboards, Guru, and I'm calculating all the scores all the time.
The 5-1-0. Damn, Joe, you want them to sleep with a basketball too?
You want them to sleep? Hey, let's set up the cotch at the gym. Barry University. I'll meet you at Barry University. We just got killed. Let's get some shots up. 1 a.m. in Miami.
It looked like Jimmy wanted no part of that arena. Of all the fan bases to be scared of, it looked like he wanted out of there. He did. I'm sorry. It just did. You got to show up for one of those games.
Well, Bam Adebayo showed up and said, you know what? I'm going to be this defender. Khalil Ware, that's an athletic team. In Miami, I mean, from three, the first game back on January 7th, they were what, 16-40 from three at Chase Center?
They were one
coming
of the
off the back end of a back-to-back. They blew out the Warriors at Chase.
Steph had like 30-something in that game, too.
And they got blown out, 114-98. And then you look back at the other night, what did it go, 17-25 from three?
Yeah.
The night of their life. No doubt about that.
Alec Burks, and I said this to Carter. He owns the Warriors. No, he does.
No, Warrior
he
legend. Really
does. I like him, though.
He's not a legend in the Warrior land. But yeah, he owns the Warriors.
I do like Alec Burks.
What were we talking about? Will Barton and him, all-time Warrior killers, and Paz was on him to start
put
the
Alec
game.
Burks in that all-time Warrior killer category?
Dennis Schroeder.
He's had like three unreal games against them, hasn't he?
So revenge
the
game.
The 76er game, revenge the Knicks game, and then this one.
Revenge game.
Has he not?
So if they lose tonight, Shasky.
Oh, heads are rolling.
I mean, heads are rolling.
Oh, absolutely.
Pelicans have nobody. What's the line? Let me look it up.
I'm not saying that again with the Warriors. Oh, well, this guy's out and this guy's out.
The Pelicans haven't been eliminated from the playoffs, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the league.
So, who's playing? Zion didn't play the other night. They started Zion's Kelly Olynyk, Keon Brooks Jr., Missy, Alvarado, Jordan Hawkins from UConn. So, Zion's out tonight.
Kelly Olynyk is a Pelican now?
He's a Pelican.
How many Olynyks are there still in the league?
Just one.
I'm teasing.
There's only ever been
Mo Bamba's on the team. Elfrid Payton. Antonio Reeves.
Did he cut the hair?
Lester Quinones.
Oh.
He's on the roster.
Oh, Lester.
Lester had five the other night to win against the Sixers.
Revenge.
We were good for a couple of texts about Lester. Try Lester out there.
Yeah, I know. You're basically, I said,
yeah, try Pat Spencer.
Try Pat Spencer.
Well, when Pods is getting cooked by Alec Burks, yeah, maybe you do go to someone else.
Pat Spencer does pressure the ball well. But, I mean,
why is Pods one of the guys that's in their best defensive lineups?
Yeah,
he's in all of those lineups.
Are you going plus minus with me? Are you really going to do this?
Defensive efficiency.
Okay, yeah, got it.
He has been playing well. The road trip's been tough, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
The road trip's been ready to Trae Young, and they started talking.
He was guarding him way too tight at the top of the key and got blown by over and over again. You got to make an adjustment, right? Like, I mean, look, I see things both ways. No one says he's the worst player in the world, but, like, we're acting like he doesn't have deficiencies, too. Had J.K. done the exact same thing he did, what would everyone because I can't believe he fired up Trae Young like
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy Butler said it perfectly the other night. You need 30 back. This thing revolves around 30. And we see why
that's
he's
what I want to hear from the guy making 60 large.
No. Yeah.
I can't operate without Steph. It's like, no.
Well, he's
like,
making the 60 large.
That's my point. Like, Jimmy, we just gave you $112 million. Like, this is why we acquired you to offset a night. Like, for example, I just need to win one of these two games. Curry's out. Can we win one of two? No, you literally look like you didn't show up for either game.
He showed up against Atlanta.
He was okay. I thought he was okay against Atlanta.
Their defense sucked against Atlanta. Their defense stuck. The offense was, you know, wasn't the bench. The bench in that game, too, kind of picked up the starters.
Yeah, they did.
That time. So, I mean, every time they cut it to 8, Atlanta goes on a little mini run and go back up 15. They cut it to 6. They go back up on 15, go on a mini run. So the starters do have to play better. I mean, Jimmy has to play better.
I just don't accept the cop out. Oh, Steph's out. You know, can you imagine Luka? LeBron's out. I'm just going to, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, we don't have LeBron.
They got blown out, too, without LeBron.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Like, hits a half-court heave to beat him.
You know, that doesn't mean the excuse is a good one.
Nobody's making an excuse, but 30 mask a lot. And so that's why I'm not going to panic.
Well, that's obvious.
I'm not going to panic when you get a team like the Heat that are athletic and have a lot of size. They do. Their starting five is impressive in terms of just length and athleticism and paying attention to detail. You know they're going to be well coached with Spo. You don't have Steph. Yes, that's what the gravity looks like. That's what the spacing looks like. And then
was
the
Jimmy
lack
passive
of shooting.
For you? Let me just ask you. Just straight up. Well, given everything that was going on, was he too passive for you?
Bam made him passive. Bam forced him to be passive.
So then what was that third quarter where they actually looked like they were intense after getting their butt kicked?
The bench came in. That was the bench that came in with that run.
I thought their defensive intensity in the half court cranked up a lot more in the first couple of minutes.
A little bit. They were still down 20
in
the first couple of minutes.
No doubt.
Pods made a few shots in the third quarter.
Right.
There were 3 points in that game.
They were down 20 like in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter.
I was going to say.
They
got back within 8, I think.
Yeah, twice. That was with the bench. That was with the Kuminga.
Three separate times, this lineup caused a huge deficit. To open the game, it was the GP2 Draymond Butler lineup. Okay, the three non-shooters. At the end of, the end of the second quarter, beginning of the second quarter, they went back to that lineup to start the quarter, and it went from an 8-point game, which was a 3-point game, down to a 12-point game, and then immediately again at the end of half, they went to 17 with the Tyler Hero 3. They went back to it after they had cut it to 9 or 10 at the end of the third quarter, and then immediately it ballooned up to 17. Three separate times, because Spo was like, we're going to treat you as three non-shooters.
I get, like, the lineup construction issue, but without Steph, it doesn't matter who they put out there, you're at least going to have three non-shooters on the floor every single time. Like, your shooters without Steph are Buddy Hield and Quentin Post. That's it.
And Moody, you expect Moody to be a 3-and-D guy.
He hasn't been good.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like why you play him is you expect him
but
to space
like
the floor.
Legit shooters, I'm kind of with Grandy. It's Post, it's Buddy, it's Steph.
Even with Steph, right. I don't think they have enough offense.
Right, with Steph, the spacing is still like, oh, boy, you got, because Jimmy's operating.
There's no doubt,
block.
But would you agree that, like, GP2, similar to some of the other guys that they had in years past, really only works alongside Steph Curry? like in those lineups. You have to be careful who you trot him out with. Same with Kevon Looney.
We got a lot of that on this team. So that's
hence why it's so dire that I need Jimmy Butler to pretend like he cares in a game that matters to him.
Grady, I'm gonna do some shit. So when I walked in here a month ago, Spadoni was asking me to compare this roster to the championship roster from a couple of years ago. That. You guys are talking about
Spadoni, Spadoni did that.
It's great. I walked in here and I said, Bonte, they go. By the way, there's a take that's aging very well. I want to get to on the other side. Oh, we had a conversation about it a few years ago.
What was it?
It has to do with Canada. We'll get there. Yeah, we'll get there.
That's a tease.
Like Andrew Wiggins?
No. But I walked in here, Grady, and they were like, Bonte, on paper, this roster looks better than the championship roster for three. And I'm like, whoa, look, can we just get into the playoffs first before we do all that? I'm hearing this, and I don't think we're going to be comparing this roster to the title season from a couple years ago no more. What a difference a couple weeks makes.
Otto Porter ain't walking through that door, Shasky.
Hey, look, okay. First off, things change. Did you see the 2010 Giants opening lineup? We read it out yesterday.
Mark DeRosa.
Did you think that team was going to be a champion?
I was at the game when Mark DeRosa screwed his wrist up.
John Bowker.
He slid to second base.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah. And then his career was like done, basically.
It was done.
Yeah. So things happen.
Things happen.
I mean, you know, things happen.
All right, we got to take a break.
Presented with new information, my stock portfolio.
You threw Spadoni under the bus for that conversation, even though y'all talked about it for 4 hours. I walked in. What's this roster? Now all of a sudden, we got no spacing. We got no shooters. Falling off.
No, time out. Too Short had the greatest song ever with Jay-Z. It was all good a week ago. All right,
time for a break. We got Bonte Hill, Warriors pre- and post-game host on NBC Sports Bay Area with Canada. Us here in studio. We got one more.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.